Welcome to the Angel Empowerment Show, from I Can't to I Can, with your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts. In this show, airing every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, gain more insight and practical, intuitive tools to bring more clarity and purpose into your daily life. You can listen or be involved in live professional angel card readings on transformationtalkradio.com so you can heal, thrive, and grow in your life. And you'll experience it all with four of the best in the field. The Angel Empowerment Show starts now.
Welcome to the Angel Empowerment Show on Transformational Talk Radio. Myself and my co-hosts are very excited. We wanted to continue our theme that Deb and I started at the beginning of October around crystals and healing. But tonight's show, we would like to really dive into crystals and children even more and teach some of the tools and things that we've witnessed children over the years that may struggle with sensitivity, all different kind of areas. And because this is recorded, because it will be live for you on Halloween. So anyways, let's get into it. So there is no call-ins tonight because this is a recorded podcast show. Both Deb, Nola, and Sam also, we all have our experience of working with children in the angelic realm. And we refer to over the times in the show, and I'm sure we're going to continue to talk about this because it is one of those important themes to discuss around what I refer to as children being open. Okay. And so, you know, I'm going to describe that a little bit, and then I'm going to let Deb and Nola take over and they can add to it. So what I mean by children being open, this is beyond just a child being an empath who is sensitive. I'm going to dive right in, you guys, and then we can talk about the crystals and the grids and all of that, because I'm being guided by Archangel Michael to basically, whether you believe it or not, there's a realm of the spirit world. So when I believe that when we cross to the other side, when we pass away, our spirit can still be around us or around loved ones. And so for children, because they haven't created those filters that would tell them that there is no such thing as a spirit world, children can be much more receptive to having the spirits join them, come in and visit with them, play with them, even wake them up at night to play with them. So I'm gonna share. This is before I started working with Archangel Michael, but I'm gonna start with myself. As a child, I was open to the spirit world, and my mom did not have a clue how to deal with it. She just said it as my imagination, and when I thought that I could prove to her that these people were coming beside my bed at night after she tucked me in, and then it didn't turn out to be able to show proof, it dropped me into fear as a child because I could see things that my parents couldn't see. And it created a lot of fear for me. I wanted the light left on. I didn't want to be closed in. I didn't want to be in the dark. And because originally in the dark, that's when I could see the spirit world. You know, I'm not talking completely black, dark, but that's when they came, I could see them. So when we say we can see them, think of it as our third eye. It's mind's eye. It's this extra sense that we have visually, or we can feel that there's a presence. So some people may, you know, want to challenge me on this, but I'm just going to tell you, as a child, I saw it, and I had my own children that also connected the spirit world. And I work tons with parents helping their children to to be able to be at peace. And basically, we ask Archangel Michael to block it from happening. So we're going to be talking about the crystals that we use. Yes, this is working with the crystals, but I just got right off the bat when we started to record this, Michael said, just dive into what beyond our sensitive children, we're talking about the kids that connect to the spirit world. Deb, Nola, your turn. Because I just went into a big, you know.
No, I think it's a great place to start, Cindy, because for myself as a child, I didn't see the spirit, but I felt. And I couldn't identify what it was, but I was afraid. And growing up Catholic, I knew the guardian angel prayer, and I would say it over and over again. And I'd cover my head, and I'd have a little breathing hole up against the wall, and that's the way I felt safe. But I couldn't articulate it, nor did I feel my parents would understand, because you didn't talk about those things. And I was very frightened. And knowing what I know now, I know I was feeling spirit, and it was only at nighttime. But I did have a friend that lived in the bathroom tiles. So her name was Helen. I still remember her when I was, and I was little, because I remember it was this house that we lived at that I know we moved out before I was seven. So Helen lived in the bathroom tiles. And I realize now she was a spirit, but she was one that I liked. She was one I'd play with. So in that, with my own experience and my experience with my children, is one, the children don't always see the spirits, but they can sense them. So if they are frightened, it's take notice what is frightening them. They may not be able to articulate what it is. So then we do want to look at, it can't hurt to assist them in blocking if it is spirit. And if they can't identify it, we can still block it. It's not going to hurt anything, and it may help. But also to realize that sometimes them connecting with spirit, they're quite content to play with spirit. I had a little client, and her little boy's spirit was keeping her up at night. So I worked with the mom, and we did some clearing, and we did some gridding, and but we only did the bedroom so that her little boy spirit could still come and play with her in the daytime, because she was quite comfortable with it. Her mom was comfortable with it. She just wanted her child to sleep. So it's not always a frightening thing too. So each individual case per se, you need to look at, and what can we do to assist you? Because we do have lots of tools in our toolbox. So the first thing is, we need to identify, is this a concern for you and your child? And how big of a concern, what can we do to assist you, and where we can assist you, whether it's just at nighttime, if we want to block them all together. So there's lots of different options and tools that we have, including crystals, but also with the angels. So, had I known what I know now when it comes to the spirit world and connecting and blocking and shielding, man, it would have been a whole different ballgame when I was little. So. Yeah. What about you, Nola?
Yes. Well, I do remember seeing faces and things when I was little, but I think I shut it down pretty quick. But I think, what I really want to share about is, you know, my daughter. And of course, when she was little, I didn't know anything about, you know, the angels or spirit world. I wasn't open to that yet. And I look back and think, oh, if I had only known. And I think, you know, sometimes parents, you know, like me, you don't necessarily know that that's what's going on for your kids. But my daughter, she was, you know, about two or three, and she was so anxious. Like if she couldn't see me at all times, she was panicking, and she worried about, you know, us getting lost, and she wouldn't sleep. You know, Deb, you talked about that. And, you know, she always wanted to come and sleep with me. And, you know, I'm embarrassed to say how old she was, and she was still crawling into bed with me. And now I look back, you know, and it's like now that we can talk about it, right? And I'm open to that. It's like she was seeing spirits, right? They were coming and visiting her in her room. So no wonder she didn't want to sleep there. But I didn't know. So I think it's important for, you know, to parents to be aware. And if your child is, you know, having trouble sleeping or anxious, you know, there's, you know, like a checklist about, you know, things that you can do to help them sleep. But if those things aren't working, maybe it's time to look and, you know, start asking about whether they're having visitors in their room. And I so wish I had known. Because my daughter was so visual, and I mean, she could, you know, draw beautiful pictures of things that she saw, and, you know, not that I was closed off, but I just, you know, I just didn't know. So I think that's a big thing, is just being open to that possibility. And I've worked with many kids, and they, you know, they share about who they see and stuff. And when, you know, when they tell me and, you know, and I'm like, oh, okay, you tell me more, right? Rather than going, oh, that, you know, you're just making that up, then it's amazing what they, you know, what they'll share and how come, you know, they just relax, right? It's like, oh, somebody gets it, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, and I think that's the big thing too. And, you know, what I really want to share too with our listeners is that when we talk about the spirit world visiting children, it's usually, you know, 95% of the time, an ancestor. Okay. So somebody that's crossed that is connected to your child. There is a percentage if there's maybe a location or a house you move into and there's a spirit that we refer to that likes to still visit the house. You know, and basically this isn't fear-based energy we're talking. This isn't about bad things just because your child is able to see the spirit world. In my world, it's the norm. It isn't that we just go around and talk about it. In my world, you know, there's a high percentage of children that are able to see the spirit world that will eventually, if, like Nola says, can shut it down. And that's what I did. Okay, so eventually you get to a point as a child, if nobody else in the adult world can explain to you, and it is causing you uncertainty, anxiety, fear, we shut it down. And basically we do is, like, you know, as a child, we want it to go away. We want it to stop. So for me, I just kept asking for it to stop, and it eventually stopped. But what it did do was create fear. So now, like Nola says, our role when we're working with children is to assist adults to get comfortable, and it means nothing is wrong with your child. I always say, you're lucky you have a gifted child who has the ability to use all their senses, you know, because that's it. And then if we can, because then they're tapped into their intuitive young, and they trust their intuitive. But if it's troublesome, then we get asked Michael to step in and we change things up for them. So please, listeners, this has nothing to do with fear-based energy. This has nothing to do with there's something wrong with your child if your child's able to feel, know, hear, or see that the spirit world. And how many times, Nola and Deb, have we had parents say, my child was visiting a relative and pointed to a picture and says, oh, that's so-and-so, and we play together, right? And so-and-so has been crossed over the other side for 30 years. So it's just proof over and over and over and over that as children, we are much more open. And then as adults, if we haven't had that ability, I mean, people pay me to teach them how to be open to connect to the spirit world. So, you know, if only we could all just keep that ability active and use it when we want to use it, because Archangel Michael allows us to control it. So we referred to, you know, when Deb and I talked at the beginning of the month, crystals and properties and healing, please refer to that episode. But what we mean by a grid, so we're going to talk about placing a grid in your child's bedroom. So if you like crystals, this is, and you let your child be involved with it, okay? There's certain crystals that will hold vibration. And this is a technique and tool I've been teaching parents for years. Ask right off the bat, basically, Number one thing, ask Michael to clear vibration, energy, whatever you want out of your child's room. Like it can be even emotional vibration or thoughts or just any unwanted debris. Just ask Michael to clear. Done. Then ask Michael to place a protective grid, an energetic grid, I call it. And it, to me, it looks like it's these lines of energy, like bars. So on the floor, on the walls, and on the ceiling, an energetic grid that basically you can set the intention. You're the parent. You set the intention with Michael to stop all spirits visiting your child while they sleep. And the reason that the spirits like to wake up your children to play at night is because it's quiet and they can be easily seen or heard or felt because there's not a lot of chaos going on. So you ask Michael to stop them from interrupting their sleep at all. Then we get into the crystals. So let
Can I add something to Cindy? I did that. And if you're not comfortable doing that yourself, of course, one of us can absolutely help you with that. But I did that for a child and I had to add something because she kept inviting him in. So I had to make it clear, even if this child invites this spirit in at nighttime, Michael is not to allow that spirit in so that she sleeps. So it was interesting that I had for her, I had to go that extra step because she would wake up and want to play, right? So, yeah.
Anyway. So I'm... Crystals. And I've heard other parents, say they have so much fun. They don't want to go to bed.
Yeah.
So yes, we can, you know, and for our listeners, this may sound odd, but I'm telling you it works because it's just been proven over and over and over again. It's basically Archangel Michael is always considered the one that will block and protect. So I like to use certain, crystals with the grid. I'll talk about one crystal and then I'll let you each talk about the crystal. And parents, you can be, if you're guided for all kinds of different reasons, if you like crystals and know a lot about crystals, you could definitely add whatever you want. But I always like kids to be incorporated in it. But if, so I'm going to start with a grid. What you would do is you would buy four of the same crystals. So what you'd end up with, think of four little bags of crystals. Organza bags is what you'd get in the crystal store. And you set them in the four corners of the room. And, you know, especially if a child is feeling that has the night terrors or wakes up with nightmares, then you're really allowing them to be part of it, to know that they're part of this crystal grid to be safe. Okay, so I'm going to talk about rainbow fluorite. One of the reasons that I love rainbow fluorite for children is because there's different colors. Now, sometimes you can go into the crystal store and you'll see it's rainbow fluorite, but there's a strong purple. There's not a ton of different colors. Sometimes you can find tumbled, because we're talking just tumbled little stones. We're not talking you're going out and spending $30 each on a crystal. We're talking tumbled stones. And so rainbow fluorite, the reason that I've been guided to use it for years is because it's connected to Archangel Metatron with the rainbow shield and protection. And Deb and I did talk about this on Thanksgiving night, whatever date that was. Anyways.
Yeah.
So I always make sure that I recommend for parents with children to have rainbow fluorite that is set in tension with the grid. And we will talk about grid intentions once we talk about the crystals. So what's another crystal, Nola, that you like to put in the grid?
I love to use rose quartz because it's love, right? Represents love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and fill in the room with love.
Right.
Especially, you know, divine love.
Yeah.
Okay. Deb.
Selenite is one of my favorite ones to put in there. It just It keeps everything clear and it brings in the light.
Okay. And we can also, so selenite's a good one. And another one, if you didn't have selenite, you could use clear quartz because you can set intention. I've been guided at times, but because they're much more expensive, I recommend parents, you know, no having to go out to get them. But I like to also use Herkimer diamonds because they're pure white light for protection. But selenite and clear quartz for white light protection is the best way to go. And I always, for me personally, I always recommend also a black stone, which my favorite would be tourmaline, because tourmaline is an absorber of energy. And especially if any of your children have electronics in the room, whether it's a any type of electronics in their bedroom, it helps absorb that extra energy. So we've got the rainbow fluorite, either selenite or clear quartz for protection. We got the rose quartz for love. And then we have the tourmaline for absorption. Then you would put one of those crystals each corner of the bedroom. And that's what we call a grid.
So, Cindy, you mean you have a bag with each crystal, right?
Yes.
You have four of each kind, one in every corner. Okay.
Yes, four of each kind in a bag. So then you'd have four bags with each one of them in there, not putting four tourmaline in one corner and four rainbow in one corner. We're splitting the crystals up into a grid. And it then, so I'd like to, you know, what if you guys, can you just share for different occasions? Because sometimes I set different intent for different children. So we are going to go on a quick break, and let's all just share with our listeners some of the intent we infuse with Archangel Metatron and Michael into the grids for kids. Okay. So you are listening to the Angel Empowerment Show on Transformational Talk Radio with both my co-host Deb Weinberger and Nola Peacock and myself, Cindy Smith. And we are really excited to share our passion around how to allow our children to keep open, have control of it, be able to use crystals to create a safe space for your children. And all parents would love their children to sleep through the night. So we will be right back on Transformational Talk Radio.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart, because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why, or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you looking for a way to break old habits that are holding you back from reaching your true potential and living the life you deserve? Well, look no further than Dr. Loretta Billups. She is a clinician and a relationship and mental health coach that will assist you with reaching your purpose. She will hold you accountable so that your desires are now a reality. Connect with Dr. B at cultivatingyourlife.com and find your path today. That's cultivatingyourlife.com.
Welcome. welcome back to the Angel Empowerment Podcast Show with myself, Cindy Smith, Deb Weinberger, and Nola Peacock. And we are continuing to talk about now crystal grids. And I'm going to let Nola and Deb teach with children the Honoring Sensitive Kids program. And so they've been doing this for a while. So I'm going to let Nola, Deb, are we starting with clearing the crystals and then?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to let Deb.
That's okay.
Deb, yeah. You go. I'll be quiet.
No problem. So with the kids, we teach them that when they get a crystal, of course, it's been handled by many people from the time it's taken from Mother Earth till it's taken to the store. So at that point, when you've chosen your crystal and you've decided this is the one that's coming home to be placed in your grid, or your mom has done it for you, then we need to clear it. So often we just do it within our intention. We hold it in our hand and we ask that the crystal be cleared. If they're used to working with the angels can help with that too. Or we tell them that you can smudge them with the help of an adult. So there's different ways to clear the crystals. But we find that for the kids, the intention works the best. It's the safest and easiest way. And having them to clear the crystals gives them the control over that. And they can actually sense, they know when that crystal is clear of all the energies that have gone in. And not that it's bad energy, it's just someone else's energy. So then, Nola, over to you, the next step for the crystals.
Okay, well, the next step is programming the crystal for one intention that they want to have. And kids are so naturally intuitive, right? They're tapped into the divine. And so, you know, I really encourage them to set the intention that feels right for them. So rather than, you know, me trying to put words in and say this, you know, this is what you need to ask, I really encourage them to come up with their own intention. But, you know, things around, having good dreams, because often kids, you know, sometimes they have nightmares and so they don't like going to bed. So they want to have, you know, good dreams, or, you know, sleeping well, or they want to wake up feeling happy or things like that, or, you know, just feel safe. So just getting them to set, you know, one intention, hold the crystal in one hand, cover it with the other one, and then just have them ask the angels to help them put that intention into the crystal.
Perfect. And then we tell them that even though in the crystal grid, we're going to be adding a selenite or something that's going to be bringing in the light and keeping the other crystals clear, there will be times where they're going to feel that their crystals are getting dull and they're not as sparkly as they were. So that's when it's time to charge their crystals. So one of the things that we like to tell them to do is either place it out in the sun or in the moonlight, just overnight or for a day. But they always have a good chuckle because we always caution them to make sure they're careful where they place it in the sunlight so it doesn't act like a magnifying glass and start a fire somewhere. So be careful where you place it, but to energize them so it can absorb that good sunlight or it can absorb the good moonlight. And then the crystal's ready to do its work again. And doing those jobs like the clearing, the programming, and the energizing or the charging, it really makes them feel like they're in control of the situation. So, you know, and then, you know, we're placing the grid on all four corners. They've given those crystals intention and, you know, their parents can add some intention too if they're really wanting, you know, it to be clear of spirit at nighttime. You know, your child might not be excited about that. They might enjoy partying all night long with their little spirit friends, but still, they're having some control over this. And I think that's just so important. They're involved. You've heard them there and they're helping. They're deciding what's happening, you know, and I think that's really important. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, yes. And so for parents, I mean, if you've got a child that's 1 year old, of course, you're going to do the grid. I mean, you can do grids with teenagers and let them, you know, at all ages. I mean, we do grids for us for adults. Right now, we're just really focusing on the children grids. So a young person, because I won't, I'm always confidentiality, but a young person, the parents reached out to me and I actually went to the home, and this young person had met me already and was comfortable with the angels. But this young person was very open to the spirit world. And basically, because of this young person's age, I was able to teach so we did a whole grid in the house, and we did a clearing, different teachings, both combination of indigenous teachings and the angel teachings. And then we did his bedroom, and he was a part of that and really, really noticed the difference. And he had a great question to me. He's much older now, but he had a great question to me because they were moving to a new home. And he said, "Cindy, do you need to come back?" And I'm like, "No, you got this, because you know how to do it. The crystals are going to hold the same intention for you. So do exactly what we did before, but you can do it and ask Archangel Michael." So why do we use a grid? So if you're listening, why it's like for, when we smudge or we clear energy, when you think of a grid, what it's doing, it's holding the intention within the space that we've set. So, and I always just say to the kids, and you guys can tell me what you say too, but I just say to the kids, it allows the angels to keep working with the crystals to keep everything intact, or everything. I don't think intact is the word that I would say. I'm not sure. I just asked the Archangel Michael to work and Metatron to work with your keep working with your crystals, so that they're always doing their job, because they're here to help you. Kids get it. So that's why. And I have grids in my own home for the whole space, and I put grids out in the land. So, crystal grids are energetically holding space for us. Anything that you two would like to add about the grid itself?
Oh, not about the grid.
Yeah. No. Good. Okay. What else would you like to add?
Well, I was going to say, sometimes what I'll do too, and actually I have them all over my home, is the little selenite rods, or the little spiral selenite towers, just in addition to place that above the doorway. And so that they know that anything that's coming into their room, is going to be cleared. The little spirals, they can imagine it creating an arc over the door. So no matter who enters, it's like they're getting an energetic shower. So they're coming into their room that's already gridded, but now whoever's coming in is getting this energetic shower. So they're nice and sparkly, and they're not going to be bringing any energies in with them. And so it gives the children a visual. I have it at my front door. It gives me a visual, but it also works. It's like people will leave their stuff out, come in with, just clearing a bit before you enter. Mm-hmm. So to doing that, not only in your own front door for your own sake, but to have it in the child's room, it just gives them that little bit extra. And for the ones that need something even more visual, what I like is like a selenite lamp or a Himalayan salt lamp. It's just creates that other layer. It's like a little nightlight almost, until they're more comfortable being in the dark. And I had one of my granddaughters, she loved it. I had one down in the den where grandpa hung out a lot, and she loved it. She called it Grandpa's Moon. We have to light up Grandpa's Moon. And it just brought the light into that room. It just filled it up with some positive energy, because it's a room that's kept in the dark. So I placed one up in the spare room where she would sleep over sometimes. And it was like, oh, I have Grandpa's Moon up here too. And it just brought in the lightness, and it just feels good. So sometimes that helps too.
Well, and I think that's another thing just to remember, that it does feel different, right? That the energy in the room, and kids are so sensitive to the energy. I know sometimes I'll have, you know, kids come over and come into my healing room and they're like, this feels so good. So even right. So that, yeah, there's visuals, but they feel things. And I mean, I've worked with, you know, young kids that struggle with separation anxiety, and it really is about the energy. It's not that they have such a tough time leaving mom or dad. It's just, they don't know what to do with the energy. So yeah.
No, that's a great example. And kids love crystals. I know, you know, Sam, you know, she shared a great story with us around, you know, if you think about children and crystals, when they're on the beach and there's a bunch of pebbles and they just keep picking up one, no, not this one, dropping, not this one, because energetically they're attracted to a certain one, whether it's whatever energy that rock, that stone is holding, what the color is, whatever it is. And then many of us know children that they'll come home with their pockets full of rocks, because it makes to them, it's like, well, I've got these rocks, but I mean, who am I to say? I mean, I'm still attracted to certain rocks, shapes, energy, where they're at, you know, and we don't have to buy them at a store. We're bringing them home with us. So
And let's face it, what is better than the stones we're picking up? They're from a gift from Mother Earth. They have beautiful grounding properties. So that's great for a child, because child, sometimes their energy gets pretty wound up and pretty high. And so having regular rocks and stones really helps ground them. So it's amazing when they bring a pile of rocks home, and it's good for them. It's good for their rooms. It keeps them grounded. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and we'll in a future show, we'll talk more too around children and adults. We'll have an empath show in the future, just to really talk about the empath show. But let's get into a few more of crystal intention also for children outside of the grids. Deb and I, we did talk a little bit about it, but so key, let's just think of some key themes. So I'm going to pick a theme, and then you guys pick what crystals you like to go with that theme, but I'll tell you. So I'm going to say grounding. Okay. So what I mean by grounding, listeners, is that when we need to feel, be in the now, when we feel, need to feel connected to Mother Earth, and, or, you know, lightheaded, dizzy, and, you know, for kids, it's really important too, for them to feel grounded. So my number one grounding stone is petrified wood. And I know we, you know, for most of you, be listening.
I have mine here. I have one.
There you go. There's a, more of a, it's basically wood that's been a million plus years in Mother Earth.
Here's another one too. It's a nice flat polished, whereas this looks like part of a branch that's been cut off, but it's crystal. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and when we also, you know, Deb talked a little bit about it. So I'm going to, before we end tonight, I'd like to just say some of the ways that we all cleanse our crystals, okay? But so, Nola, pick one of your favorite crystals and why.
Well, I mentioned it before, but rose quartz is mine, because I you know, love energy is the highest vibration. So I think, you know, whether it's for healing or relationships, or, you know, or just kids to, you know, just knowing, I love giving a rose quartz heart to kids that I work with, just as a reminder about how much they are loved. Especially if they're struggling with self-esteem and self-worth, it's like, here's your reminder all the time. So yeah, that's my favorite.
Awesome. Deb, what's one of your favorites?
Well, it's selenite, I think, and it comes in different varieties. Like this is a, like an orange selenite, but it's heart-shaped. It's one of my favorite, and I use it often in my treatment room. for when we're doing past life or treatment like that. So I really like my selenite. And of course, yeah, and then you can get your big rods. And I even have, I was gifted a selenite bowl, and that's where I put my crystal bracelets in at nighttime because it will clear them. And I have a flat selenite rod where I keep all my crystals for the chakras because, you know, my first modality was crystal healing. So I bring in the crystals with all the healings that I do. So I have a set, but specifically, I have set the intention to assist with my clients each chakra. So I have a crystal assigned. So it sits on a selenite flat rod. And so it keeps them clean and clear and energized, so they're ready for when I have a new client come in. So selenite, I think, would be, I mean, I have so many favorites, but selenite I use probably the most in everyday life. The one thing to remember, though, with selenite is that it dissolves in water. So that beautiful selenite bowl, yeah, you can't be putting water in it or it'll dissolve. So that's the only thing. So I would love a selenite bracelet, but it's not practical because it would dissolve as you wash your hands day to day. So it's sturdy, but it's water soluble. But yeah, it's my favorite.
They call it, yeah, it's just a softer stone. It would take a little bit to dissolve it, though, just so you know. Okay. It's more of like a drip. It's not going to just disappear in the tub, Deb. You'd be safe.
Well, you know
it's
what?
More of a drip it's soft, but it's still stone.
I remember being at a market with my friend Jan, and she had her crystals laid out, and there was a drip from the ceiling, and it was going right on this beautiful, it was a blue kind of selenite. And I finally said to her, is that selenite? Because it seems to be getting smaller. Sure enough, it was, but it had been all there all day being dripped on. So anyway.
Yes. So, you know, the other thing I suggest to parents too, I mean, most parents, like, you know, recently I've been doing some expos and we've got the tumbled stones. And what we mean by tumbled stones is that they've been, they're small, you know, even if they haven't been tumbled, like they can still be rough stones, but we refer to them as tumbled because they're small. And the stones that we've suggested for your children, they're inexpensive. Except for the Herkimer diamond. That's why I say use the selenite or the clear quartz. You know, we like to choose those stones that isn't going to cost you a lot of money when your kids are going, oh, I want this, I want that. So, but what I suggest to parents too, if you're taking them into a crystal store or you know, like if you have the table out, like I have at the expos, see what they're drawn to. What do they go to first? Sometimes it's just the sparkle, but sometimes it's absolutely pure vibration they're drawn to. And if they're drawn to it, there's a reason. And then you can look, like depending on the age, but you can look and figure out what it is with the properties of that particular crystal, why they're drawn to it. You'll be amazed at the intuitive sense children have when it comes to crystals. Yes, there are crystals that they'll be drawn to because of the shape, because of the color, the sparkle, all of that also, but there is never any coincidence when it comes to this. It's, you know, and as we said last night, last night on our live show, somebody asked about, you know, if a crystal breaks, what do we do with it? Well, my biggest thing is I put it in a retirement home because I figure it's done its work. But if a crystal gets lost or the child just isn't having anything to do with the crystal anymore, it just means it's done all the work that it needs to do. So let's just talk. I'll just quickly say my easiest way. There's so many ways to clear crystals. I've got a beep going on that I'm going to deal with very quickly here. With crystals, for me, I used to put them out in the sunlight or the moon, but now my thing is I just say, Michael, clear. Okay, so if I know my crystals need a little bit of oomph or a lift in vibration, or it's getting to be too much, But I would say hardly ever ask my crystals to be cleared because I have so many crystals together. If I moved and you saw my shelf here, full of crystals, bedroom full of crystals, living room, every room in my house is full of crystals. So I really truly believe the crystals are working with each other. And if you have a lot of selenite, that selenite is going to be clearing the other crystals. But if I feel that there needs to be a lift or a change, it is Archangel Michael. So Deb and Nola, you kind of referred to it, but how else do you clear your crystals?
Well, for me, I don't do it very often, but I think the neighbors probably laugh because I take cookie sheets of crystals out to sit in the sun or for the moonlight. But like I say, I probably only do that a couple of times a year because same thing. I have so much selenite in the home that it is clearing them constantly. I have lots of clusters because clusters will also clear the stone. So I think just with the energy, I feel like my crystals are doing a good job in holding their energy and keeping clear. But you're right, with the intention, with the angel work, I think that clears them often as well. I will move them around. It's like giving them a fresh space. I have my favorite spots for things, but I will move them around as well. And I use a lot of them with clients. So they're getting moved that way as well. So, and then after I use them with a client, of course, I clear each one with intention or I place it on the selenite. So what about you, Nola?
And sorry to cut you off, Nola, but I think we're also getting to the end of the show. Okay. So quickly say how you like to clear and then.
Okay. Well, there's only one other thing just occasionally I will put them on my windowsill and with the moon when I know, especially full moon and let them shine. But otherwise I think, intention or the fact that there's selenite around, they stay pretty clear.
Mm-hmm. So thank you, Deb and Nola, for sharing your passion about crystals and the children. And again, parents, loved ones, this had nothing to do with fear-based energy that your children can see or perhaps feel the spirit world. This is just acknowledging that it is a possibility. And that if you would like to ask us some questions or book a session with your child, we do have the Honoring Our Sensitive Kids program coming up. Quickly, Deb and Nola, one of you say how a parent could register.
Okay, so probably from both our websites or your website, Cindy, we have one in person on November 5th in Airdrie and then one in person on November 17th in Okotoks. And there will be one, it may even be scheduled, that will go online for those that don't live locally. So we will do a Zoom one. So my website, the best place to reach me is onawinghealing.com. And then Nola?
Mine is nola-peacock.com.
And, CindySmithAP.com. But I will tell you this, I work with parents and children often. You can reach out to me and book a session so that I can teach you some tools to assist your children. But children love to work with the angels and the crystals and the Honoring Sensitive Kids program. I work with the adults in that program. So again, we know that the angels, Archangel Michael, can make huge difference for your sensitive children because it's just proven to us over and over and over. So thank you for tapping in to the show tonight, or again, if you're watching an archive podcast. And once again, here, Cindy, Nola, and Deb from the Angel Empowerment Podcast Show on Transformational Talk Radio. We do love to share our passion about angels.
Thank you for listening to the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can with your host, Cindy Smith, and co-host. Learn to empower you with angelic guidance every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. It's easy to tap into your divine self and trust in your angelic guidance. Let Cindy and co-hosts give you a loving push to explore your potential. For more information, go to cindysmithaep.com. That's cindysmithaep.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.